Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Good evening and welcome to Breaking the Silence. I am Greg and we are here in Houston, Texas. And as you can look back here, I got the blinds all pulled because the sun is right in here bearing down on us. And the sun is setting here on the most beautiful city in the world. And it's just great to have you with us tonight. We are going to have a good time this evening. We have giveaways to give, some books away. We have just an awesome individual that's going to come and just share their heart and one of the messages that he believes completely in, and I think it's a really important message that needs to get out right now, especially in our world the way it is. Hope you're having a good week. I always try to say this up front, that if you invest with us 45 minutes, an hour, I want to promise you that you're going to be able to take away something from this program that will help you be a better person. Hope you'd be more kind to other people. If you just integrate some of this stuff into who you are, it's going to help you out. So I appreciate you being with us tonight and giving us the time, and we have a wonderful guest. Next week, I'm very excited about this. Next week, we have Dr. Timothy Durdlin, and he is from Ohio, and he is a Christian superintendent of a Christian school there. And he also was a big-time wrestler in the Pan American Games and the Olympics and kind of got some popularity in that area. But he has an unbelievable story that he is going to be sharing with you next week. I also, in a few weeks ahead, we have Todd Waitz, W-A-I-T-S. If you have never heard of Todd Waitz, go ahead and start YouTubing that. Well, not right now, but wait till after the program. YouTube his name, and you're going to see a piano player that is unbelievable with one arm. I cannot believe it. And he has played with some of the most awesome rock groups around. He has an awesome message on how it happened to him. As a youngster, he ended up getting cancer and lost his arm, and the effects of bullying on his life. And this kind of is a good segue into our guest tonight of what kids said to other kids and to him about when he lost the arm and the impact of that. And now he goes around teaching and training people on how important words are too. So that'll be in a few weeks. I think in a couple weeks, we will be celebrating our first year anniversary. We have been on the program. Doug, can you believe it? 1 year we have been on. And honestly, I can't say I've enjoyed anything more than what this program has done for me. And I hope you're enjoying it too. Hopefully, we'll have a very special guest on that night. I am praying and praying and praying. And if somebody would have woke me up in the middle of the night and said, hey, Greg, for your first anniversary show, who would you want if you could have anybody in the world to interview? And I would say this person. Well, first I'd say Frank Sinatra, but he's dead, so I can't do that. But I did get to see him live in concert before he died. But anyway, who would that be? And if you know me, you know exactly who that would be, but I'm not going to share the name because I want to make sure I get clearance and that person's going to be here on that anniversary show. So I'm really hoping, because that'll just blow me away. I don't even know if I'll be able to talk. And it's worth tuning in just to find me not talking. So that'll be in a few weeks too. Tonight, we have an awesome guest. And I want to let you know that you want to make sure you get on the Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page right now, because that's how you're going to be able to get access to enter your name into some of Dr. Micah Davidson's book, Sticks and Stones. And he's going to be talking about that this evening. And call in at 888-627-6008. We have the full hour with Micah. And usually I fluff it, but we're going right into it. Micah from the second most awesome city in the world, Austin, Texas. Welcome to the program tonight. It's great having you here, my friend.
Hey, Greg. Thanks so much for having me. You are one of my heroes. I know the listeners share this as well. Just the amount of things you've been through, the struggles you've overcome, the amount of physical trauma that you've dealt with, and then to turn around and bring so much joy and hope to so many. It's just an honor. And let me just say, be the first to say happy anniversary in a few weeks to the show. It's an honor to be on with you and your viewers and listeners tonight.
I appreciate that. Did your wife put that on the board?
Yeah, I just wanted you to know she did leave you a note. She hates being on camera, but Greg is my hero.
I ask her to come in and sing Wind Beneath My Wings, will you? I would just love to have her.
We're still moving into the space. I said, well, listen, there's nothing on the board here. She said, I got something for you. So, and we're talking about the power of words. Doesn't that help you right there?
Well, yeah. I went from this to this.
Hey, there you go. Any questions?
Interview's over. That's all you got to do right there. Hey, I tell you, we got to meet, and it was a year or so ago at a couple conferences, and I immediately was pleased to be in your presence. There was a kindred spirit there, you and your lovely bride, and I just enjoyed that friendship. And at that time, I think we traded books. I gave you one of mine and you gave me one of yours. That's what you normally do when you're in these things. And I read yours when I got home. A great book. And I want everybody to know tonight, and you can jump in, Micah. If they want to download that book, tonight's an awesome night to do it, the next 24 hours. Share what you have special for the listeners tonight for our program.
Yeah, no, same plug. For those who can see it, Sticks and Stones here is the name of the book. What you want to do, though, is type in my name, Micah Davidson. So M-I-C-A-H Davidson to Barnes & Noble or Amazon. Sticks and Stones will come up. And just for your viewers tonight, really the next 24 hours, we really want you to have a copy of this. So the Nook version on Barnes & Noble and the Kindle version on Amazon are only 99 cents. So I think the book's around $14 or $15, but just really want people to have this. We believe in it. We believe in the message of it. And we believe that words can change the world. They're the most powerful tool we have. And so just for you guys, we want you to have it. Now, if you get the hard copy, the one that I'm holding here, that's what we call our college fund for our five kids. So that also helps, but we really want you to get it, and we've watched it change marriages, change companies, change staff cultures, change friendships. Matter of fact, Greg, that's how we wrote the book. I did seven talks about words, and a couple was at the conference that we did this at, and I saw them a few months later, and they said, hey, those seven talks, no one knew this. We've been married for 21 years, and we were about to get a divorce. Those seven talks changed our life. Have you ever thought about writing a book? So I was like, no, I haven't. But they said, can we take your manuscripts and help you with a writer, with a publisher? And and so that's really how the book came out, is this marriage that literally was changed with all they said. All we changed was the words that we use.
That's awesome. And, the workshop, the presentation, the keynote, whatever you want to call it, that day that I sat in and listened to you, and it is powerful. And I want to just kind of just throw open the door. We have 10 minutes before the first break. But why was this subject the subject that you really started teaching on, doing workshops on? And what's so important about this subject between friends, couples in this world today? What's the impact of this that it can have on people?
Yeah, from the numbers side, Greg, quite frankly, words have been the most hurtful thing I've experienced in my life. You know, I know you've been through a lot of physical trauma, but we don't think about the power of words. And here's the thing, I would ask all the listeners tonight, have you ever been hurt by what someone said? The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. But literally, we can replay in our minds something that was said 30, 40 years ago. My dad, with tears, telling me when his dad told him, you're an accident, we didn't want to have you, and you're a mistake. This, my dad at mid-50s when he finally told me that story. And so, you know, the whole phrase, sticks and stones, you know, comes from that phrase, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Did you know that's an anonymous phrase, by the way?
It is.
You know why it's anonymous? Because it's dumb.
Nobody would say it's not true.
I don't know about you, but I would rather be beaten with a stick than some of the things that have been said to me. And I know, Greg, we've talked a lot, and your viewers know your story. But even the abuse you went through physically, you also remember the things that were said. And it's almost like those things that were said hurt just as much, and in some cases, possibly more. And so the reason I know that everyone's been hurt by words is I have. And so this book is really a journey, first of all, to discover what do you do with that. But most of the book is to rediscover the power of the words that you have. And so I'll give the premise of the book, and then we can see what your callers may say, okay. But King Solomon, wisest man who ever lived, yep. Queen of Sheba came up to see him. So, but he said many proverbs, but listen to this one. This is the premise of the book, and that really inspired the whole book and the whole concept of words. Here it is. Proverbs 18:21 says, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. Mm. You choose. And so words kill. So I would never murder anybody. I never hurt anybody. We've all hurt people with our words. But words, this book focuses on how do I bring life back into my words? Because the key is you get to choose. And in this time, I believe we're all frustrated because there's a lot of things we're not choosing. I can't choose where I go, when I go, if I wear a mask or not. I can't go here. I can't go there. But we are 100% responsible for and in control of our words. And this book really harnesses how to do that. How do I take control back with the words that I use? And really, that, I believe that's why you have so many viewers, is because I just want to sit here and let Greg encourage me. Say something positive. Like you said, spend 45 minutes with me and your life will change for the better. This book helps us do that as individuals in any relationship that you walk into.
Well, that's great. And, you know, I always have a notepad, and I want to encourage everybody right now, because you're fixing to pull into some good wisdom. So turn your notepad over to a blank page and grab you a pen. We got a couple minutes before the first break. Tell me, because I am a victim of words. And I think anytime I could be on a stage, 20,000 people, and 19,999 stand up and applaud the speech, but one person come by and go, eh, I didn't like it. Why is it that destroys me and I focus on the negative instead of the other positive? Why is it, as human beings, why does words have that much power over our emotions and how we think?
Yeah, I don't know why words have that much power. I think it's us coming to the realization that they do. Mm-hmm. Now, in your particular case and mine, I'm the same way. If I get one bad Yelp review, I don't read the 100 that are good, or yeah, the one bad book review. And so we need to throw out the criticism, you know, and the negativity. But the very first principle that I talk about is how to regain a positive view of and leverage for our words. And so we can even talk about that if you want to after the break, of just how can I be positive? Because that one person that said that to you didn't think about it. Probably, you know, after they said it, they went and had a great meal with their family, went to bed, and you just rolled it over in your mind over and over and over again. But I will give you after the break one key of how to let go of that, but then also to not be that person. And that's really the key is our words are either seeds or bullets.
Oh.
And so we've got to, we can either hurt people with them, or we can start planting some things that really bring a lot of fruit. Words kill. Words give life. They're either poison or they can bring fruit. And that's what the book focuses on, is how to be fruitful in our relationships with our words. So,
do you believe the phrase, and I don't know who said this either, hurt people hurt people?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's in the book. It's not an original phrase, but we have to remember that. And how to, I spent a whole chapter on how you can actually heal people with your words. And of course, in order to do that, you have to experience healing. And that's another chapter of my book is just how to regain control, where you're not reacting to the things that people say, you're responding in a way that is helpful. And so a lot of times we pick that one negative person, get in an argument with them, and there's all these people that love Greg and appreciated his words and were touched by what you said. And so we cover that in the book as well.
And just a quick scan of this, you had that interview this morning with a person that was hurt by racism. How important are our words when it comes to that category? And do we even realize, because in my day, I don't think we realized those phrases and those words had so much meaning. My dad used some of those words every other sentence, and I never did, but I remember them vividly. I think today we're a lot more sensitive to what every word means, sometimes maybe too much. But how was that discussion this morning, just in a nutshell, of the importance of words in that racism interview?
Oh, very important. And like you said, with your issue, Greg, your dad stopped saying son after the abuse. It's even that. But with my interview today, this is a lieutenant colonel in the Army, very accomplished, 30 years of service, just got back from Afghanistan, can still remember when he was 12 years old and a teacher told him, "You go to the back of the room because you're black."
Wow.
And he said, "I almost get tears in my eyes telling you the story and just carrying that around." And so we were able to walk through with him how he was able to let go. You've got to let go of that. You've got to lay down that negativity, and then how to move forward with that, which is exactly what he has done in his life, and how he didn't become a victim of that racism and that comment. But instead, and this is what we talked about today, is racism ends where love begins.
Yeah.
And so just choosing to love and choosing to move beyond those hurtful words.
Fantastic. We're going to take our first break. When we come back from this, Doctor, I would love for you to jump into what you was going to and share with us some things that we can apply to our lives. I want to be a sponge tonight. I want to soak all of this up. And then tomorrow when I get to the hospital, when it's a very high stressful area right now, I want to spew the good things on them and not the bad, because sometimes we focus on the bad. I do want you all to call tonight, 888-627-6008. I want you to get on Facebook, Shattered by the Darkness Facebook, and apply for the giveaways. We're going to give those books. I noticed Curtis is up here in the window. When he gets some names for us, he's going to share it with us. We'll be right back for the next segment of Breaking the Silence after this commercial break. Don't you dare. My son says this dates me. Touch that dial. When I said that a couple weeks ago, he texted me and said, "Dad, they don't have dials anymore." Well, don't click off. Hang with us. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. A minute, 38 seconds.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Tonight, Micah Davidson, and he has written the book, an awesome book that I really want everybody to get. And if you want to get it on the Kindle or the Nook, you're able to do that the next 24 hours for 99 cents, and it just doesn't get any better than that. I have Curtis. Curtis, are you
get a pack of gum for 99 cents?
Do what? No, you can't get gum
can't
for
get
that.
A pack of gum for that.
No, okay. No. Curtis is here, so Curtis, we're going to bring you in. Tell us the rules of how we're going to do this if somebody wants to win the hard copy of the book. I would imagine Michael will even sign it for him. What's the deal with the curtain? Hey, you look good tonight.
I did my hair actually this time. So good evening, everybody. Micah has been gracious enough to give away three books tonight. So for the rules for this one, the first three people to either call in.
Okay.
Hold on, let me get the number. I have to pull my phone back up. At 888-627-6008, call in, or the first three people to comment on the Facebook Live. And all you got to say on Facebook is Sixton Stones. That's all you got to say. And you, the first three people will be giving away a free book.
Hey, you look pretty sharp tonight, son.
I try to every once in a while.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Let us know when we get the three so people can stop logging in and calling, but we would love to everybody to call in. Thank you, Curtis. Micah, now, on the other side of this, these words and the importance of words, tell me the impact that they have and how can we start learning to deal with how we deal and speak and use our words with other people?
Yeah, and really that's what the whole book does, Greg, is it first step back and evaluate what words you're using. You know, everybody knows Dr. Gottman and his love lab up at University of Washington, where he can put a married couple in a room and watch them talk for 30 minutes and literally predict if they're going to get a divorce by 94%.
Wow.
Only by what they said to each other and how they said it. And so really the book is a wake-up call, because I think we just go around saying whatever we want, not thinking about it. But the other thing is, it's a positive spin. We don't realize how much power we have. You just told Kurt he looked good tonight. Yeah. You know, and that made Kurt feel good, you know. So we just don't realize what we say and how powerful it is. How the way I say it in the book is physical abuse only gets skin deep, but words go to the soul. And so to realize that I can actually touch and impact your soul by my words and how I do it. So first of all, I want to evaluate what I'm saying. And I'm like, wow, you know, this marriage is horrible. You know, my friends never call me. My coworkers don't like me. And listen to what you're saying. And then to start to realize that you can use your words in a positive way and how to do that. So that's what the book talks about. But
okay, so give me a couple things, bullets that I can put into my gun tomorrow of the positive way that I can express things, even if I don't agree with the people or the way things are happening or doesn't go my way. Give me some tools that I can put in my belt to be able to help with that.
Yeah, good, Greg. I would say, first of all, two things that have helped me, because I went through a very dark valley where I started believing negative things that were said to me. And I made that my identity. In other words, you mentioned the one person that said the bad thing.
Yeah.
If that one person's influential enough in your life, you'll believe it. So there's two tools I have to use. When you said hurt people, I've got to look inside and say, where am I hurting? Because that I'm going to hurt if I do hurt. So first of all, for me in my journey, I opened up the Bible. And so the first thing I did is started reading, what does God say? Interesting. Another word for the Bible is what? God's word.
Yeah.
So I need the word that he tells about me. So when I open up and it says, you're a masterpiece, you are loved. And that's what your viewers need to hear tonight. They're a masterpiece. They're loved. They are special. They're unique. Their creator designed them for a purpose. When I can start getting those words inside of me, it takes time, but it heals me so I can be a person who heals with my words. Another one I spent a whole chapter on, the chapter I call 70 times 7, but the power of this phrase, I forgive you. And it's just stepping back and seeing where I was hurt. Why am I bitter? Why am I resentful? Because here's the deal. The person driving you crazy at the hospital right now, Greg, I promise you, has been hurt by somebody else, and they're taking it out on you.
Yeah.
The person that drives us the craziest at the office, that's so negative and so mean, they have undealt issues in their own heart. So I forgive you, and you've done a great job with this in your story. I still will never forget your story about how you walked into that hospital room with your dad, leaned over that hospital railing, and said that phrase, I forgive you. Now, here's what you told me. You walked out of that hospital room a new man.
Yeah.
Nothing had changed. The past hadn't changed. The hurt, the amount of pain that man took you through, but I forgive you, changed everything in your own life, in your own heart, to move forward. And I believe your viewers are one I forgive you away from walking into a whole new level and a new future in their lives. And so I spent a whole chapter on that. So those would be the two big things, is I read God's word to get my creator's view of me and get his, you know, and there's so many ways to do that with you version and those kind of things. And then I had to forgive some people. As a matter of fact, I wrote their names down, and there were seven of them. and I didn't even realize just how resentful I was until I tried to write their name, and I kind of shook doing it. But when I was able to forgive them, some I was able to talk to, some have deceased. All of them hurt me, and the words stung hard. And so I talk about this in the book. You don't know if you've forgiven somebody until you actually can start praying that God would actually bless them.
Mm.
And now I will tell you, as I started doing that, I would be like, Lord, just go ahead and strike them with lightning, God. You know, so I couldn't get there. And but I can honestly say now that healing has been so powerful. I don't want to have them over for dinner. Right. They're definitely not friends of mine. But when I hear their name, there's no hurt anymore. And I'm able to bless and heal the people around me. So I would say those are the two big ones. So once you've done that, now you're walking into every situation. And I would just challenge everybody to walk into the room. You don't even have to go to the office. Most of us just have to go out of our bedroom to see people and say, not how, you know, ask the question, how can I bless this person?
Wow.
How can I encourage them? How can I affirm them? One of the things I talk about in the book, a whole chapter on compliments or critique. And we need a ratio of 5 to 1. Harvard Business Review says 6 to 1 compliments to say one thing I need to critique you about. And so I would say to walk in a room and just say, okay, look, I'm going to give compliments for the first 3 hours here before I give a criticism. Now, it's interesting, divorces. People who divorce go from a 6 to 1 ratio. The average divorced couple has gone down to 0.77 to 1. In other words, there's 3 positive comments to every 4 negative words And we just have to realize when you get that kind of ratio, you're done. That marriage is already dead. You don't know it. And so we got to elevate the amount of positive words, elevate the amount of compliments, elevate the amount of affirmation. And we can do that in any situation. You can walk into your hospital tomorrow and say, I'm going to encourage the next seven people. And I talk about that in the book, is gaining that reputation as well. But we all have people, don't we? When you see a certain person coming, all your viewers can relate to this. You see a person coming and you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Here they come. You know, it's going to be negative. You know, it's going to be bad. You know, you're going to be discouraged when they leave. And I want to be the person. And this book helps us be that person instead of when they see you coming, like, oh boy, instead of they see you come and go, oh boy, I mean, I've had a bad day, but I'm about to get encouraged. And then, I even have a whole chapter in the book about how to tell the truth in love. So this is not some, you're good enough and you're smart enough and doggone it, people like you. We have to have those truthful conversations. But when we do it with love, respect, affirmation, and it's for that person's good, even those conversations can move the relationship along with the power of the words that we use.
Yeah, I want, after this last break, I want to focus on how to have difficult conversations as we kick on the other side of that. But since I have you online and in front of the whole world, I want to see if I can get some free therapy. I'm always looking for free therapy. How can I get past? Because I mention this all the time. When I look in the mirror today, when I shave, I can't shave the total, you don't shave anymore. But I can't shave. I don't blame you. I can't look at myself in the mirror without feeling the hurt. And I literally will start, and then I go sit on the edge of the tub and finish it out. And then when I get back to the mirror, I hope to reset. But still, even today, I can't make it through a whole, what takes a minute or two, to electric shave. How can I get past those words of you're worthless, you're a nobody, you're no good and never going to amount to anything? And those things that are on that endless loop in that audio mind of your head, and even on the video in my heart of seeing and hearing it. And I can't hit erase. I even did a conference yesterday, a long conference yesterday, and somebody heard me say that and said, can we just stop and pray for you? And they all prayed for me. And I've had prayer, laid hands on, and the whole bit. But I still battle that. I'll be really honest. How can I get out the emotional whiteout or clip it from my audio brain of those words? Help me, doctor.
Okay, here we go.
Only one. Yeah, let's take a
call. Greg, that's why so many people love listening to you, man. The honesty and how real you are, and I appreciate it as well. And I think if we're all honest, enemies aren't creative. Those are the same words in my loop. You're worthless. You're no good. You're not enough. My wife left me and told me, I wouldn't date you if you were the last man on the planet. Your voice disgusts me. So we all have the loop. Whoever said it and whatever it means to us and how deep it is. And it depends on how deep it is. So this is not something you're going to do overnight. I would encourage you to try this and see if it'll work. And then if it doesn't, just come back and tell your viewers, hey, don't buy Micah's book. It doesn't work. But in all seriousness, I would take three Bible verses that have meant a lot to you. I think one of those is from Ephesians 2. You are God's masterpiece. Even if it's a phrase like that, and this is what I did. I would take a 3x5 card. I would write it there. Now for you, it's in the mirror staring at yourself shaving. That's when it starts looping. And our mind is very powerful. I will actually send your listeners on Facebook. There's another proverb King Solomon said, be very careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life.
Oh, yeah.
And so what I'm thinking about, as soon as I get the loop going, you're worthless, you're horrible. It's almost like you said, I got to go sit down somewhere else. I can't look at myself. And so I would encourage you to take a 3x5 card, put 3 truths about yourself, whatever they are. And I know the Bible means a lot to you as a man of faith, so that's a great place to go, God's word about you. Yeah. And put those on the mirror. And when you start feeling that, stare at those words immediately. And actually, I would encourage you to read them out loud. You cannot read something out loud and be thinking about something else at the time.
That's good.
Start reading those out loud. And otherwise, it's a battle of what's been stuck into you. And for, in your case, Greg, 16 years of crap. Can I say that? Toxicity. Okay, good, good. And you've got all this poison there. And when I can focus on a different word, shows you the power of words, and so and just start reading it. For me, it was driving. Yeah. And so I would immediately have to, for me, I'd put on worship music and refocus. But I would say if other people, it's a screensaver, they're at work, their mind's wandering. And so put truth from God's word on a screensaver. You've got to refocus the tape. And so the only way to battle a negative thought is not to wrestle it to the ground. You will lose. Is to replace it. And when you replace it, and I can just tell you, Greg, you're amazing, man. You're a joyful, you are inspiring, you help so many people, and your authenticity about the valley that you've been through takes everybody to another mountaintop in their own life, because they're like, man, if that guy can get through that, I can get through my day as well. But you've got to believe that, and it's shifting the tape and writing some words down. So I'd encourage you, put a screensaver on your phone of a picture of a verse, put it up on your mirror where it's hitting you. Any other place that your mind goes to a negative thought, get another word to meet you there. And we see this in the temptation of Jesus when Satan is tempting him. Anybody that could just say, all right, negativity and, you know, devil, get, you know, but he doesn't. He speaks the word. And the word is what makes that negativity, in that case, the devil, Satan himself, run and flee. And so the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus wants to bring a satisfying, rich life that's more than we could ever dream of, abundant life. And the way that happens is not letting him steal with that loop that you've been told, but letting his word heal you. That's what the Bible says, that his word came to me and healed me. And that's the way I've experienced it. And it didn't happen overnight, but it did happen. And for me, it took about a year. And when it finally clicked, it was just like a whole nother gear. And now I can, I still make mistakes with words. I still get down on myself, but I can reset a lot quicker. And I can walk into a situation and really realize, if I don't like the crop that's around my feet, I need to look at the seed that's in my bag and start planting some seeds again that are positive and helpful and healing and affirming, because whatever you're giving out in those relationships is what will come back. And words kill, words give life, they're poison or fruit. And you choosing that starts with what
you're talking about. That's good. I would love to have, if any viewer wants to, any listener wants to call in tonight at 888-627-6008, you get free therapy tonight. So feel free to call in with just a comment. You may know, Micah, you may be from Austin. You may want to just share some stuff that he can't shut the computer down on.
I'm
just
teasing.
But what are you? But call in 888-627-6008. If you want to win the book, if you want to get on Facebook, on the Shattered by the Darkness, and Curtis is watching for 3 people on there. I hope there's 3 people out there. And join us back on the other side of this break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about what we mentioned we were going to talk about. What was that? Oh, how to have difficult conversations. I also want to get your view on mindfulness. And I also, if we have time, I want to talk about how important it is to bring this all down
when we deal with kids and break it down the importance of what our words have on other children that are around us. So don't leave us right after this commercial break. We'll be right back for the final segment with Dr. Micah Davidson. Thank you. This couldn't be coming at a better time. Have you ever felt like you were just trapped and couldn't find your way out of darkness? Have you ever felt like you were drowning and fighting to find your next breath? Well, coming in June 2020 will be the second of a three-part trilogy, my new book, Overcoming the Darkness, The Roadmap to Hope. This new book will provide you a step-by-step approach of how to reach that destination, that important destination called hope. Now, two additional resources are going to be made available when this book is released. One, The Map to Hope. It'll be a handy guide that you can carry around with you, put in your briefcase or put in your purse. And this guide is going to help you find your way when you're stuck in life looking and searching for hope. And then the other resource, the Overcoming the Darkness Companion Journal. I have always believed that journaling is the first step to finding real healing and hope in your life. And this journal will guide you down that path. I'm excited about these resources and this new book that's going to be released in June 2020, the Summer of Hope. Now back to the next segment of Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams right here on BBS Radio. We're in the final segment with an awesome guest tonight, the author of a great book, Sticks and Stones, Micah Davidson, and he is being so kind to give away some books tonight. We have three that we're going to be sending out. If you want to call in and get that, just give the information to Doug, your name and your address. That's all you have to do. We won't have to put you online if you don't want to be for the whole world to listen to. That's fine. I think Curtis says that we do have a winner on the Facebook site, so we still have one or two more books left. So feel free to call in. But if you have a question or a thought, jump in too, and we would love to have you join in on the conversation. And this is just such a great topic. Not only, Micah, does our verbal words mean something, how important to you and to maybe the people that are listening is the written word when we journal? Because I truly believe that is what, that's why I'm making part of my book into journaling, especially the one that's for the youth, because if they learn it early, it may help them later on. How important is journaling, at least in your life, and using words by writing them down?
It's very powerful. I was so encouraged to hear that in the commercial break, that your new book has that journal companion to it. And I'm work with three different men's groups right now. My next book will be about men and how to fight for what matters most. And most men do not journal. I think ladies typically do it better. But when you can get your thoughts on a page and what's happening in your heart on a page, and I just tell them what I do is I read a chapter of the Bible a day, and typically one verse or one phrase jumps out at me, and I write that phrase down and then begin to write anything else that comes to mind about it. And it, not every day is some massive revelation,
right?
You know, but in that habit of doing that, there are some days that I just start to see my heart pour out on a page, and I can look at it. I like what you say. Then I can also let it sit down as well. And I also write down things I'm praying about. There's a lot of things that are outside of my control. I'm 100% in control of my words. But that's about it. There's a lot of things I can't fix, can't manipulate, can't change. And so I can pray about those things, but writing them down acknowledges that they're bigger than me and that I need him to help. Writing down the people I need to forgive is another, but I think journaling is very important, Greg, and I hope your listeners are listening and just try it. Anyone who doesn't believe in journaling, it's kind of like people who don't believe in being generous. You just never done it before.
Right.
Once you do it, it's really helpful.
Yeah, a guest I had on a couple weeks ago, Kelly Rooney, her book, matter of fact, went to number one on Amazon. Mine never made number one. I think the most sales we had is when I bought a whole bunch of them. They're over here in the corner. No, I'm teasing. But mine never made it to number one. It made top 10. But hers made it number one. It was a self-guided journal. So it kind of tells a little bit and it says, write about this. And I think people are understanding that that topic of the book, In Turbulent Times, is awesome to purchase too, because it does teach you how to journal. When do we have issues in our life, Micah, that we have to confront somebody? We have to have what the business world says, difficult conversations. How can we do that? And how important is it for us to evaluate the words in what system, if you have one, to be able to help us with that when we have to go face to face? It's so easy to do it this way. But to be able to be face to face and talk about a difficult conversation.
Yeah, I've got a whole chapter in my book called Truth and Love, and it's just a lost art. And what you just said, we're making massive mistakes, hurting people. Words are not just verbally what I say. If I email someone, very easy to write an email, hit send, and think that's helpful. Email's the worst communication tool ever. It needs to be like, here's the schedule for the day. But if you're ever trying to have a heartfelt conversation, don't text it, don't email it. You need to go face-to-face with it. And one of the things, the people who don't believe in this have just never tried it, and they're conflict adverse, or they think if I put it on Twitter, now I've said it, I feel a lot better. So instead, we want to go face to face. And I have another chapter talking about gossip. What we're doing is we're talking about people, and we have to make a decision. If you really want to watch words work for you and go a different direction, stop talking about people and start talking to them. And most of us just like, well, I just can't believe John, you know, he just did it. And he always, and we feel better, but John's not even in the room. We just literally killed his reputation, destroyed his character, or whatever it might be. And what my staff knows is the day I decided to do this was about 3 years ago. You're not going to talk about someone on our staff. We're going to go talk to them. And so they didn't believe me. Until they came into my office and said, I just can't believe John did it. Well, you know what? Is John here? Yeah, he just pulled up. Good. We're going to go talk to him. We are?
No.
Yeah, no, we're going to go talk to him. And we're just going to go sit here and, hey, John, you really got on their nerves. And when you said that, it hurt their feelings. And they just wanted you to know that. Well, all of a sudden, they realized, regardless of how that goes over in the moment, John really appreciates the feedback, gets a lot more from it. And there's a lot more health in saying it to them than about them, because they don't have an opportunity to get kind. Oh, when I said that, I didn't mean that way. Well, I was just, and I thought it was helpful. No, it wasn't. It hurt your feelings. I didn't know I did. And it literally, I had a CEO buy 50 of these things, put their whole staff through it. And he said in 7 weeks, it changed the whole culture. That one chapter we get the most feedback on. But when you have to have the conversation, believe that you can. Truth in love. And I give you some practical tips, but the main thing is just to get over the fact that you can go face to face. Don't send the email and say, listen, I care about you. And if the conversation's in love, now if you sit down and say, I've been storing this up for 2 years, here's everything. But if it's timely, within 24 hours, I'm going to have the conversation. Did you know that when I said that in the meeting and you made this face, it made me feel like you didn't connect with that. I didn't have your support. Oh, I didn't realize I did that. You know, I just want to let you know. I know your heart. I didn't think you did it intentionally, but when we're able to do that, it brings so much health. And if not, then that relationship gets they just stack up on themselves with things that I've never said, probably said to my best friend or called my mom and complained about, you know, but I never talked to them. And so being truthful in the context of love, that my desire is this relationship moves forward, is huge.
How much percentage do you think are issues with communication and miscommunication is stuff that was never intended to be said. It was misinterpreted, or I didn't even know I said it that way. That is just an absolute falsehood, and we take it, bury it, let it affect us, and come to find out it never even really was meant to happen, or it was heard wrong. What kind of percentage do you think we are on the scale of that?
I've seen a lot of guesses, but I'm going to go 95%.
It's probably wrong because it's miscommunicated.
Yeah, absolutely. They either didn't intend it, because communication is tricky. We communicate for a living, but there's what I said, there's what you heard, there's how you interpret it, and how I thought you interpret it, and we are way off base by that point. To sit down and have a conversation. You mentioned my interview about racism. To have a conversation with someone of another color, hear their story, and take the time to do that. It means more to that person than you can really imagine, and it also really helps that relationship move forward. So miscommunication happens all the time, and it's around words, and not just words, not just what we say, but how we said it, which I know you want to talk about kids. That's a real important one for them.
Yeah, with divorce, I always use this line when I'm counseling people. I said, wait. There's, when we have a divorce, there's his story, there's her story, and then there's the truth. Neither one ever have the absolute truth on it, because they hear it from their point of view. They hear it with their own weight of what's happened to them in their past. And then the truth is sometimes in the middle. Any disagreement that we have, like in the office, and I don't want to stir this pot, but I supervise a lot of women. And when I have the disagreement from the drama of women disagreeing with each other, bringing them into the office, I always use that line. Now, wait, this is like a divorce. There's your story and your story. Then there's going to be the truth. Let's see if we can somewhat both compromise and get to what really happened and the intent. How important is that with our words that we use?
It's huge. You can either have a conflict or have a conversation.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about this. Let's get both views on the table. I love what you said, his story, her story. Then there's the truth. But and I mentioned this in the book, we've got to walk into it. First of all, I have a heart for you. Yeah. So you have to ask yourself, do you actually care about this person? If you don't, the conversation is going to go horrible. But if you really do, and you think about what are they dealing with? What kind of stress do they have? You're dealing with people in the hospital. There's a heightened sense of stress. And not just at the hospital, but what's happening at home. If you don't walk in their shoes before you walk in the conversation, there's going to be a miscommunication, and it's not going to go well. But then you also have to have a humility, and that's missing today as well, where I could be wrong is another phrase that will help a ton in relationships. I could be wrong, but this is how I took this. And so to be able to listen.
Do you ever, because I've used this too, I try to rephrase those, you always, you never, every time, and we always put times on. And I try to rephrase that now and put it in the term of, this is what I felt like when you said that. Because you can't negate my feelings. This is what it made me feel like. And when somebody's close to me will tell me, Greg, when you said that, it made me feel like I wasn't doing a good job. You didn't appreciate me. You didn't care. You didn't love. And at that point, it brings it up. I don't focus on the words that I said. I focus on what damage those words had on the person. And that brings me around a lot more. And I think if we have those conversations, this is how it made me feel would make a whole big difference.
Yeah, you talk about free therapy. I sure hope your viewers were listening to that. That is a mic drop. That's everything. I talk about it in the book. If you're attacking that person with your words, but when you say the phrases, I feel, when you did this, I felt this way, changes everything. Instead of, how could you have done this, da-da-da-da, this and that. And so to come back and say, this is how I felt, it's very disarming. gets to the heart of the conflict and allows there to be empathy, sympathy, and reconciliation if that person reciprocates the humility and the heart for you to listen and care about how you felt. So it's really good.
888-627-6008. There's still time for you to hop on and tell Micah how good looking he is tonight and just jump in and ask a question or a comment. We would love to have you. Let's talk about kids real quick before we close out, Micah, in the last few minutes. How important are words, not only that the parents use, but teachers? And, I grew up in an era where teachers bullied our classmates in front of other classes, made fun of their weight, made fun of course, I grew up in the country, and back in those days, we had bibbed overalls, and would make fun of their dirty bibbed overalls. And it's just like, wow, as I look back, the biggest bullies in our school was the teachers. How important is it to watch our words with kids and the impact it makes?
It's incredible. It's a great thing to end with, and I hope that I hope your viewers will get the book. I actually have a story in there of a very famous painter whose mom went away, left him over his watching his sister. He decided as a child he was going to do a portrait of his sister. Made a mess, paint everywhere, got it paint everywhere, and trying to paint his sister Sally. His mom came home, and instead of looking at all of the mess and all of the paint all over the floor and all over the furniture, picked up this painting and said, "Hey, you did a great job painting Sally," and kissed this guy on the forehead, and he said, "My mother's kiss made me a painter." That one story just reminds me how fragile a child's heart is and how powerful a parent's words are. Mm-hmm. And if I could do one mic drop for your viewers, it would be stop yelling.
Oh,
and
my.
I mentioned this in the book. Just, we don't realize the tone of our voice and how high it can get. And they've actually done studies on this. A child cannot comprehend you once you yell beyond a certain volume. So when you're yelling and saying, "Do you hear me?" and they actually say, "No, they're not lying to you." And we've mentioned this to many parents, and just that one chapter on how we talk to our family and just game change, because you just don't realize we take out our words. The worst words we use are with the people we say we love the most. And that whole 5-to-1 ratio, making sure you're affirming with your children, you have to correct them. You have to tell them to clean up the room. You have to tell them to put the bowl in the sink. You have to tell them to do their homework. But just make sure you tell them how proud you are of them. You tell them, you know, how smart they are. And you point out the good things and find the portrait of Sally in the mess of the room of their lives and what they have to work on. And get that tone down and take your voice and your words to where they are and meet them where they are. And realize that whatever you say to them at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, they will repeat to someone when they're 50 years old. That's how powerful words are.
That's good. That's good. Any last thoughts, Mike? I know you have so many different topics when it comes to words. Gossip is something I wanted to get into tonight, too, but we probably won't. But any words that you want to just make sure, hey, before we log off, I want to make sure our listeners, the people that are viewing tonight, hear this wisdom. What would it be?
No matter how hurt you are, God can heal your heart. And no matter how old you are or how much you've messed up in this area of words, you can start today being a person who helps and heals and brings hope to people with your words. It's just a choice. And I hope that your viewers make that choice today.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for being with us. Now, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, and maybe they have a thought, maybe they want to say, hey, will you sign a book, or will you just give me some wisdom on this? They just want to give you a comment or a question. What's the best way to reach out to get a hold of Micah Davidson?
Yeah, they can information in the book. So if they type Micah Davidson into Amazon or Barnes & Noble, get the book. There's info there. But if they don't have to do that, it's Micah, M-I-C-A-H, at myreallife.org, myreallife.org. Love to hear from any way we can help, encourage, or bless, or help somebody else with the things that we've overcome, we'd be happy to do that.
Well, I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. And as always, it's awesome to have you as not only a guest, but a friend. And I consider you a friend all the way in Austin, and appreciate you sharing with us the words. Everybody get online right now through Amazon or the Barnes & Noble site and type in that Micah Davidson in some little code box, and that will give you on the Nook and the Kindle a 99 cents version of that for the next 24 hours, and feel free to do that. But I want to promise you that the full price on the hard copy is worth every penny of it and more. Sticks and Stones by Dr. Micah Davidson. Thank you for being with us tonight. Mike, appreciating, great having you. And tell Rebecca I said howdy, and thank you for the affirmation on the bulletin board. I appreciate that. We want to close tonight. If the books are still available, the free ones, feel free to get on Facebook, Shattered by the Darkness Facebook, and let Curtis know. He handles all of that for me. I don't even know how to get on Facebook, so he takes care of all that for me. But as I always end the program every week, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you're dealing with in life, no matter what's happened to you, or not no matter what's going to happen to you tomorrow, there is always, always hope. 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 Never give up on hope. Join us next week for another edition of Breaking the Silence. Have an awesome week. And somebody that's listening tonight needs to realize the hope is for you too. It's not too late. Hang on to it. Don't give up on it. Okay? God bless. Have an awesome week. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.